the Prince Edward, Prince Andrew, and Prince William flying up from RAF Northolt in an RAF plane.
Johnny, thank you. We have just had news within the last few seconds from Buckingham Palace announcing the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She was 96 years old. This is, so far the palace has not given any further details, but this is the news that we've had, news of enormous significance for the entire country and indeed beyond our borders as well, that the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon.
Well, that is momentous news, anticipated perhaps through the day as we had that concern this morning. I'll just read that statement. The royal family tweeted the statement just 1 minute ago. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. So there we have that news. Johnny, you were just absorbing that. The nation is just absorbing that. Just tell us what happens now, Johnny, as we understand what's just happened.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Evan, we are in uncharted territory. The thoughts of many will be, of course, confused, but also will turn to immediate members of the Queen's family. And it is noticeable, of course, from the statement, the transition of power has happened immediately. The statement from Buckingham Palace refers to the King and the Queen Consort, who are at Balmoral and will return to London. The focus will gradually shift from Balmoral to London. But right now, of course, we have seen over the day the movement of members of the royal family to Balmoral, and that is where the attention of the royal family and the attention of the nation will turn. The Queen remains there, and the members of the royal family are there, and the thoughts of so many will be
indeed
with them.
Yeah. And Johnny, let's be clear, Charles is king from now. That handover occurs on the death of the previous monarch.
That happens immediately, and from this point on he is the king, and his wife, formerly the Duchess of Cornwall, is the Queen Consort. It's yet to be formally announced how he will describe himself, whether or not he will be known as King Charles III, and we'll get that information later. But yes, he is now the king, and the weight of that is now on his shoulders as the nation contemplates the change.
And flags, we see, are being lowered at Buckingham Palace.
We'll have continuing coverage of this. Of course, we'll have a special programme coming up on BBC News, across BBC News, very shortly as we cover the death of Her Majesty the Queen.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. A statement from the palace said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow."